Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Joe, and that's me. He's telling the story.
No, it's my story. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Joe and a little boy called Danny.
That's me.
No, you're not Danny, you're Joe.
Okay. I mean, I said it's me.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Joe and a little boy called Danny. And they used to had magical adventures with their
dog. You missed out someone, it's Wandsworth.
Just saying about Wandsworth and Wandsworth.
I hear him.
Yeah, okay, and Wandsworth the dog.
I hear him.
One morning, Joe woke up on a nice sunny day. Oh, what a nice sunny day.
Hey, it is sunny in the story, but it isn't sunny now.
Okay. Anyway, so Joe woke up and it was a sunny day. And at the bottom of his bed, there was a little envelope. Danny went, Joe. And Joe said, what? There's an envelope at the bottom of your bed. What does it say? And Joe said, hold on a minute, I'll have a look.
Can I do the envelope?
Okay, go on.
And, hey.
No, what? That's all right, go on.
To Joe, please come to my barbecue. It's got hot dogs and sausages. From Rhino the Rumble.
Rhino the Rumble. Rhino the Rumble invited Joe and Danny to come to his barbecue. Now, Rhino the Rumble was an unusual barbecue chef because he was a dinosaur. And only dinosaurs were allowed at his barbecue normally. So, Joe said to Danny, come on then, grab a key, we need to go. And Danny went, yeah, all right. And then suddenly a magical door appeared on the wall. Joe used the key.
Oh, can you stop it? Because it wasn't a door on the wall that vanished. It was a visible door. When they go in, it's going to come back. But this was a brick.
Okay.
So it can't see anything.
Okay. Well, anyway, they went through the door and they ended up in, what was his name again? Rhino Rumble's barbecue.
Yeah.
And when they got there, everyone was having a great time. The velociraptors were eating hot dogs, a T-Rex was eating a big burger, and a Triceratops was eating a vegetarian kebab, because they're vegetarians. Joe said, hiya, Rhino Rumble. Thanks for inviting us to your barbecue. And Rhino said, I didn't. And Joe said, yeah, you did. He sent me an envelope. And Rhino said, no, I didn't. And Joe said, yes, you did. You sent me an envelope. It was at the bottom of my bed. And Rhino Rumble went, yeah, no, I did. So I was just mucking about. And so Joe and Danny had a great time eating burgers and hot dogs and having a chicken kebab and having fish, which is quite good on a barbecue and it's quite popular.
Well, I don't like fishes in real life. Well, I don't know if fish is in real life, but I'm just going to give it a chance in the story, please.
Okay. So, before they knew it, they were having a lovely time, but who should come along but Trevor the Tyrannosaurus.
Trevor, and he's a baddie. He's very tough. Every single time he sees Joe in the story, he fights me.
Yeah. And he turns up at the barbecue, starts pushing over the velociraptors, starts bullying Rhino Rumble. And do you know what happens?
What?
Wandsworth the dog, who in Wonderland can talk, said, Terry, you Tyrannosaurus, get lost. You're not welcome here. And the Tyrannosaurus Rex went, you're going to tell me what to do, a little dog like you? And Wandsworth went, yeah, go on, do one. And the Tyrannosaurus Rex went, oh, all right then. And he walked off. But Rhino Rumble said, don't forget to take a hot dog because I've got loads. It'll only go to waste. And Tyrannosaurus Rex went, oh, thanks a lot. And he went off with holding the hot dog in his little hand arm thing. And Joe and Danny said, well, we've got to go.
The arm is in his tummy.
We've got to go. Bye for now. Thanks for having us at your barbecue. And thanks, you velociraptors, for not eating us. Okay then, bye-bye for now, bye.
It's Joe.